Our next speaker is Richard Enthoven. He's the founder of the Holland Insurance Company and the co-founder of Greenstone Limited. He currently serves as the CEO of the Holland Insurance Company and is the executive chairman of Greenstone. Since 2004, he's also served as a director of the Holland Insurance Company and the Holland Life Insurance Company in South Africa. Richard has also been a director of the Insurance Council of Australia and serves on the advisory board of Head Over Heels, which is a not-for-profit organisation that supports a portfolio of high-potential women-owned businesses. Richard is a director of the Askham School Council of Governors that supports Askham School in Sydney, which is one of those schools the government says is overfunded under Gonski 2.0. Please welcome Richard Enthoven.
Not quite accurate.
Really?
Yeah. I will correct you. Yeah, Askham, because of its diversity program and its commitment to boarding, actually is underfunded. So we're very supportive of the new regime. Anyway, thank you very much for the privilege of being here. And thank you for such an inspiring topic. Think differently. It's a topic that resonates deeply with me because I genuinely believe one of the reasons that our business has succeeded is our willingness and our capacity to think differently. And I also think that the actuarial profession, at least the ones that I've interacted with, have demonstrated over the last two decades an enormous ability to think differently. I have a very vivid memory, very early in my career as a young insurance professional, meeting with an equally young actuary and him explaining to me the interplay between variables in a rating factor. And it just didn't make any sense to me. Anyway, after spending a lot of time with him, I finally learned to understand it, and I took the report to our IT team, as any ambitious insurance executive would, and said, could we introduce multifactorial rating in the rating system? And I was told no, so I put the report on the disk, and we never returned to it. Today, I meet with our actuaries, and they talk to me about real-time machine learning lapse analysis. And I don't understand it, but I have learned not to put it on the desk. I have learned that anchoring your organization in rich analytics is critical to succeeding. And the increasing value of your analysis and your insights gives me hope that our industry can navigate a period that is coming of breathtaking challenges. So I'm here today primarily to ask for your help. We need you. The combined impact of autonomous driving technology with changing consumer and regulatory expectations of our industry, overlaid with the uncertainty and volatility of the impacts of climate change, collectively are a suite of challenges that our industry has never seen before. To give you some context, car insurance represents broadly across the globe 50% of general insurance premiums. My prediction is that the revenues from car insurance will fall 80% over the next 20 years. They'll do so for two reasons. Firstly, we are not going to own cars in the future. I will never buy a car again, and my children, who are almost teenagers, will never own or drive a car. Of that, I am absolutely convinced. That's going to mean the sheer number of cars is going to collapse. But added to that, the frequency of accidents is going to collapse, because these autonomous driving cars are going to have accidents at a fraction of the rate that we humans do. I know that's hard to believe. And the reason for that is connectivity and machine learning improving outcomes. So over time, we're going to know which are the dangerous corners, which are the difficult bits to drive, where the dangers are on the road, because cars are going to speak to each other consequentially as they're on the road and learn from those interactions. This technology, in my view, is going to be as impactful as the internet when it came into society. And it has the power to distribute wealth in vastly different ways. It's going to impact the oil and gas industry, the automobile industry, the steel industry, the legal profession, the medical industry, and imagine the parking industry, which is going to be rendered blockbusted. And if you want to create a billion-dollar business, my advice to you would be to figure out a use for CBD parking lots below buildings, because they are going to be empty. And somebody, hopefully an actuary, is going to come up with a killer business model for that space. The second big challenge that we face as an industry is, in my view, changing consumer and regulatory expectations. When I was studying management, the common wisdom was a theory called Blue Ocean Theory, which was sell your core products at zero to tiny margins and then use that as a footprint to make significant, exorbitant margins on the add-on products. And if you buy a Gillette razor for a dollar, you're always shocked when you have to pay $10 for the razor blades. Or you buy a Hewlett-Packard printer for $50 and the ink cartridge costs you three times that. That is this thinking in practice. But since the GFC, the community, our social license, does not allow us to do that. And as an industry, we are, and I think rightly, under enormous pressure to abolish those subsidies. Secondly, the cost of declining claims in an environment where the disappointment from that can be amplified with social media is now, in almost every case, higher than the cost of paying the claim. Think about that. That is a fundamental change to the economics of our industry. So at the same time, we have an enormous revenue challenge. We have a very, very significant margin challenge. And we are almost certainly going to have significantly increased volatility in our businesses because of climate change. Now, I am not a climate scientist, but I do fundamentally believe in science and I believe in data. And all the research that I have seen says it's happening, it's man-made, and it's coming quicker than we think. So, as an optimist, I believe that humans can solve this problem. But I don't think it's realistic to think our industry can sweep it under the rug like a lot of other industries in the corporate landscape. So to recap, I'm asking for your help to repair our revenues, to repair our margins, and to reduce our volatility. The combination of these three things is not generally regarded as a pretty picture in economics. So why am I optimistic? Well, I'm optimistic because it is usually in the times of greatest challenge that human creativity is unleashed most ferociously. And I see it happening around me. I believe that the insurance industry, with your help, will think differently. We will come up with alternate products that suit our customers' changing risks. And we will design products that meet the very needs of the customers that we have historically not wanted to offer products. You think about mental health. You think about the elderly. You think about the most exposed members of the community. In order for our industry to grow, we are going to have to find a way to deal with them. And so the conversations that I'm having with actuaries today is not how can we design a product and eliminate negative selection by having exclusions or sublimits on the riskiest parts of the community. The conversations I'm having today is how can we design products and processes that make it easier for people to claim? That's a tricky actuarial piece of gymnastics, but it is one that I'm confident we can solve. And I'm also very confident that the insurance industry will be at the vanguard of articulating a common sense vision for solving the climate crisis. And yes, we will do this with your help. So thank you very much.